There are an estimated 230,000 South Sudanese currently in Sudan, and these 40,000 that we're highlighting, along with the 20,000 who are stranded in Rank within South Sudan and several other smaller groups elsewhere, are at a particular risk because of the conditions that they're living in.
What is IOM doing to help this situation?
In South Sudan, we are currently working in Rank, which is the site on the right beyond the Sudan-South Sudan border in South Sudan's Upper Nile State. In Rank, IOM is operating healthcare facilities. We are providing water, hygiene, and sanitation assistance, and we're also providing basic relief supplies to the roughly 20,000 individuals that are currently stranded there. And most importantly, we're also helping them, as possible, with transportation assistance to get to their final destinations in South Sudan.
It looks like the number is big, and the kind of services you're giving them is a short-term. Are there any plans for a long-term assistance to allow them, if you like, have a meaningful life or live in a very conducive environment?
Certainly, and we're trying to address the most urgent humanitarian needs of this population. And that's also why we are appealing for, in both Sudan and South Sudan, $25 million to provide ongoing support for these returnees. However, with the resources that we have and the conditions in the two countries, and speaking most particularly to the instability along the border and the lack of open routes, and this is also affected by the seasonal rains, which can make much of that region impassable by road and very difficult to access by air. So we're working actively with the government to look at options to assist these people and move them on from this situation. But it is indeed a very difficult situation, and we're doing what we can to make it more bearable.
What is the host government telling you about their plans for these people? Because these are actually South Sudanese, and South Sudan is their home, and they are trying to return home. And in the process of that, they found themselves stranded in Kosti or Reng or in Khartoum. What is their government saying?
We, of course, are working closely with our government partners. Everyone is working to hopefully find a solution to this issue. And I think a common goal of finding a sustainable solution that will meet the needs of these people.